Peter, I just want to return to the point that you and our previous guest have also raised about the size of the U.S. embassy in Iraq. So with the U.S. Military withdrawal scheduled for the end of this year, you have also mentioned in a recent article, as have others, that the State Department will be required to hire thousands and thousands of contractors to fulfill security as well as other services that the military previously provided. Can you say a little about that?
Absolutely. The State Department has created the world's largest embassy in Baghdad, literally the size of the Vatican, something you can see from space. And with the military leaving, has hired over 5,000 mercenaries, contract security people, similar to Blackwater under some different names, as well as creating its own armed air force, its own blood system to supply people who are injured, and a whole lot of other militarized functions that have no place in diplomacy. In many people's minds, the 16,000 personnel who are going to occupy the State Department facilities are nothing more than an extension of the occupation of Iraq, albeit under civilian control rather than military control. In countries around the world the size of Iraq, the State Department typically will have a mission of 100 to 150 people. In Iraq, before the 1991 Gulf War, our embassy was relatively small, about the size of the mathematics building at some state college, with about 100 people working in it. And that is typical around the world for us to have a medium-sized embassy like that in a country that is about the size and complexity of Iraq. Why 16,000 people? Why 5,000 armed security contractors? Why an Air Force, helicopters with weapons? Why all this equipment? The State Department is occupying Iraq. It's an attempt to continue our influence there, absent the military, or at least until Joe Biden can negotiate a return of the military to Iraq.
Do you think that's why he was in Iraq?
I think Joe was there for a couple of things, partially, of course, the negotiations that your previous guest referred to. But I think also this is an attempt to have a victory lap, if you will. The president campaigned on getting the United States out of Iraq. It was only because the Iraqis refused to grant us immunity for our soldiers that the president was able to fulfill his campaign promise. That said, the White House is trying to make the most of it, announcing that the president has done what he said he was going to do. And I think Biden's visit to Iraq was something of a chance to crow a little bit, to celebrate the end of the war at Obama's hands, and to run a victory lap. I'd like to propose that no VIP be allowed to go to Iraq, certainly not to announce anything using the words victory or success, until he or she is willing to do that on an announced visit with the airplane landing in the daytime.